borrowed capture in the rye and returned it creased. Your laughter echoes like the bell of the last orders. My heart is a tray of chips dropped in the November rain. So here I stand in my acrylic cardigan, piling with the weight of my ethical superiority. You, a vision where I, the Oscar Wilde of the school dinner queue, but with worse teeth. I slip you sonnets through the vents of your locker, but you use them to wrap your ham sandwiches. Your indifference hangs round my neck like this NHS spectacle frame bent with longing. I bear your cruelty like a vegan button badge pinned to my lapel, provoking the butchers. So here I stand in my acrylic cardigan, piling with the ways of my ethical superiority. You, a vision in splendor and leather footwear. I, the Oscar Wilde of the school with worse teeth. I watch you eat sausage rolls with such casual cruelty, while I clutch my empty wholemeal bun, longing for crumbs. You glow like the neat lamp of a Wetherspoon's carvery. I am the vegetarian at the wedding again.
So I stand in my
shorter and sadder and banned from smoking. My tragedy unfolds by the science block. Will you kiss boys who read the sun without irony? This frig cardigan, a cloche ancient brogue, had Lord Byron shopped at British home stores. This monument to dreams reflected in the butcher's window, the jester's final bar, in the car park of the abandoned little chef. The echoing silence of a lentil.
So here I stand in my acrylic cardigan, piling with the weight of my ethical superiority.
You, a vision in splendor and leather footwear. I, the Oscar Wilde of the school dinner queue, but with worse teeth. Soft swirl in the spa car park, by the trolley boys cheer. And as the threads unravel, I realize this cardigan was always three sizes too large. It belonged to my deceased uncle, who smelled of damp biscuits and disappointment, and frankly, a moth have better taste than I.